The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to God's presence tonight. And I trust God that none of us will go back the same way we have come in the name of Jesus. For 7:30 on the dot. Breaking delays to showers of blessing. Breaking delays to showers of blessing. God does not want us to suffer delay. Neither does he want us to suffer denial. He loves to bless us, and he makes it very obvious. In Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to 11, Matthew 7, 7 to 11 say, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, shall find. And he that knocketh, the door is opened unto him. For who or what man is there amongst you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you as evil men know how to give good things unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now what's God saying there? If you ask, you are meant to receive. If you seek, you are meant to find. And if you knock, it's meant for the door to open to you. Anything outside this is not of God. He says, if you as wicked as you are, know how to bless your children, know how to give good things to them. You give them chin chin, you give them ice cream. Some even buy cars for them, build houses for them. As God blesses them, he said, if you don't know how to give good things to you, how shall I not give you that which you are desirous of? So God does not want us to suffer delay, and God will not lie. According to Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man that should lie, and neither is he the son of man that should repent. He will not lie, and if he has said it, he will do it. And I pray for somebody here tonight, that all that God has said concerning you shall come to pass without delay in the name of Jesus. What is delay? I love definition so much because it expands the topic and gives you a clearer view and a broader view. What is delay? Delay simply means refusal to release a blessing to someone on time or when it is due. Delay simply means refusal to release a blessing, a gift, a dividend to someone on time or when it is due. Number two, what is delay? Delay means postponement, detainment, or obstruction. You will hear something tonight. Postponement, detaining, or obstructing the blessing of a person using negative means or strategies. Postpone it, say we'll give him later, we'll give her later. Detaining it, keeping it in prison, keeping the blessing inside prison. Or obstructing the person from getting it, not allowing the person to move close to it. The person is not moving close, and at the same time, it's not allowing the person that wants to move close. And God does not want us to suffer delay in any way. In fact, God is in a haste. Someone say, God is in a haste. God is in a haste to bless you. God is in a hurry. Ecclesiastes 2:15. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 15. He's in a haste. He's in a haste to change your life, to bless you, and to move you forward. And I pray for somebody here tonight that everything that concerns you, God will give it to you without delay in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? In Isaiah 60 verse 22. Isaiah 60 verse 22. The Bible says, a little shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. A little shall become a thousand. Little you, then you become a thousand. And small me, we become a strong nation. That's what the Bible is saying, that we are destined to become massive. And the massiveness should not be delayed, and it should not be denied. Your blessings will not be delayed in Jesus' name. It will not be delayed in Jesus' name. Quickly, what are the causes of delay? What causes delay? I'll give you seven of them quickly tonight, then we go to pray. What causes delay? Number one is ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. My people is like saying there is delay in their destiny because they lack knowledge. They are ignorant men. Because light always dismantles darkness. When one is not well lighted, there's no way he will not be delayed. In John chapter 1 verse 5, John 1 verse Bible says that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. So darkness naturally bows to light. When you are knowledgeable, then your knowledge makes you to escape the trap of delay. When you are knowledgeable, then your knowledge makes you to escape the trap of delay. And you must know that delay does not mean denial. You must know many things. That something has not come to your hand now doesn't mean that God doesn't want to give it to you. You must be knowledgeable to know that God loves you and he would not want you to suffer. God will never intend that you should suffer. He will never intend that he should punish you and then he will destroy you. No. You must know that your God is a big God. These are all information that are very vital. You must also know that your God is a big God. So you can't be a small person. These are information. If you are ignorant about it, it can result in delay. But I pray for somebody here tonight. Everything called ignorance is replaced with knowledge in the name of Jesus. I said it is replaced with knowledge in the name of Jesus. Number two, cause of delay is sin. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Anywhere you see sin, you will see delayed blessing. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. We are not meant to be involved or to dip our hands into iniquity, because sin always brings delay. The destiny of quality can be delayed by iniquity. A destiny of quality can be delayed by iniquity. Job 11 verse 15. Job chapter 11 verse 14. 14, beg your pardon. Job 11 verse 14. Anywhere you see, for iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away. Put iniquity far away, then delay will be far away. If iniquity be in thy hand, put it far away. And let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. A destiny of quality can easily suffer delay because of iniquity. But I pray for somebody here tonight, that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. I said that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Delay is always, sin always results in delay. A young boy walked up to me one day after his service and was crying in my office and told me many things that he had done in the past, including visiting of Babalawos and Mamalawos and occultic people for a particular thing. And it opened me up to how iniquity can extend one's imprisonment and delay. Young boy of just maybe 20, 25 or 26 years old has gone to different people looking for power, and has gathered problem from different states. Gather Kwara state problem, gather Oyo state problem, gather Lagos state, gather different problem. And it's pastor that has the problem, that they will come and put everything in front of the leg of the pastor. Oh yeah, pastor, begin to fast and pray and resolve it. May the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Everywhere you find iniquity, you will find extensive delay. That's why it's high time that we leave anything that the Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 4. Psalm 16 verse 4. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasting after another God. Anyone that leaves this God for another God, his sorrow will, it will, if it's 3 before, the thing will go to 14. That's what the Bible is saying. Anywhere you see iniquity, you will see extended delay. That's why you must not look at any other God. There is no other that can help. There is no other that can solve our problem. What God cannot do, nobody else can do. In fact, God is the bus stop of all problems. Once you get to God, and God said this thing, wait. There's no need to go anywhere else. You know what that boy did? He left the church when I gave him advice. He said, Pastor, I want this problem solved now. Give me a solution. I said, no. This is the solution. To give your life to Christ. Dedicate your life to Christ. This is what to do. Be coming to church regularly. Be waiting on God regularly. He said, that one is a slow. Pastor, you are no school man. You are no school man. I can't wait for this one. Let me go. And the struggle still continues. Your struggle will not continue in Jesus' name. I say your struggle will not continue in Jesus' name. I'm not talking of far, far away in this church. It happened in this church, not another church. Sin makes delay to continue and to persist. Sin makes delay to continue and to persist. Number 3, cause of delay is negative family patterns. In Genesis 16 verse 1, Sarah was barren and had no children. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. Also, in Genesis 25 verse 21, Rebekah was barren. She was delayed. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she did not have children. So, Abraham, the problem of barrenness started from the father, Abraham, and extended to the son. It's very important that you watch the patterns in your family. I know the ones in my own. And I vowed under God that those patterns must not reoccur in my life. I vowed that whatever it will take me, these things I am seeing with my two eyes, it must not reoccur in my own life. And I pray for somebody here today, everything negative you have observed in your family will never reoccur in your own house. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Negative family patterns causes delay. It causes delay. Seeing things from your father's side. And unfortunately, like the message, part of the message I'll be preaching tomorrow, you can't change your parents. You can't change your parents. You can't change your history. You can't go back to the womb and say, now I wish to come from Pastor Kuforiji's family. You can't do it. You can't say, my wish is to be the son of the present president, Muhammadu Buhari. That's what I wish to do. You can't do it. But you can deal with the pattern. You notice that before people make it in your family, they take. Time will pass. You notice that people die early. You notice that people don't get married on time. You notice that nobody in the family has ever counted 1 million cash before. Nobody has ever counted 1 million cash in the family. Those are things that are not of God. They 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 are not of God. And tonight, every of such things will be swept away by the blood of Jesus. It will be washed away by the blood of Jesus. You notice in your family that people, before people can get admission, it's almost like they want to admit them in hospital first. They will almost grow white hair before they can have BSc. It's a negative pattern. It's a negative trend. It's a negative situation. You notice that almost everybody that is doing well in your family, when they get to a place, to a level, they just go down. They just crash. Either they sack them at a place. They just flush them out. Somebody will implicate them in one problem and they flush. Those are trends. You notice that in your family, it is very rare for couples not to divorce. They will marry you, but after some time, they will be tired of themselves. These are things that are not of God. But from today, they will never reoccur around your life again. I said they will never reoccur in your family again. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. So number three is negative family patterns. Number four cause of delay is satanic and demonic conspiracy. Ephesians chapter 6, from verse, can take it from verse 10, 11, and 12. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Someone say, wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. These are association, gathering of evil against the destiny of a man. They held their hand together night and day and said, this person. And let me tell you this, and I think I've told you before. Most bad people are in the dark. You are in the light. While in the dark, they can see your star. You might not notice them, but they can see your star. Ah! This third born that this woman gave birth to will be the greatest among all of them. Let's give him problem. He will be the greatest among all of them. This lady, she's going to be very, very great. Let's deal with her very well. Then they gathered. It's as if all the problem of the family, everything went to your own doorstep and others are feeling fine. But today, God will scatter their gathering. Amen. I say, God will scatter their gathering. Amen. I say, God will scatter their gathering. Amen. They delayed the chain of Israel for 430 years. Okay, how many years is in this life for a human being? They delayed them for 430 years in prison. They were carrying bricks for 430 years. They had no property. They had nothing to show than popping babies. Popping babies, and then they put them into slavery. Popping babies, they put them into slavery. Popping babies, they put them into slavery. And then suddenly God heard their cry in Exodus chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, and sent Moses to them. I've heard the cry of the children of Israel, and I'm sending you to deliver them. I'm happy to inform you that God has sent me to you to bring you out of all forms of delay. Delayed admission, delayed progress, delayed testimony, delayed financial blessing, delayed marital glory, delayed expansion to your business, delayed career growth and progression. All such delays are terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. I said they are terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. They are terminated tonight in the name of Jesus. So whoever is gathered against you, boy, girl, aunties, cousins, nephews, nieces, because most of the enemies of man are from their families. Most of the enemies, because they will be like, you know this person now. Like they said to Jesus in Matthew chapter 13, that made the Bible to say that a priest has no regard in his own family. Matthew 13, that's the last verse or so, Matthew chapter 13. A prophet doesn't have any regard amongst his own family, because they could not even believe that Jesus can become anything. It was amazing to them. How is it possible that Jesus can be somebody that we know his father, we know his mother? I'm praying for somebody here today. Those who are after you, God will disappoint them. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. And they were offended in him. They were offended in him. They were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. His own country and his own. That's the place where we hate him most. That's where we knew him. We knew him yesterday. You knew him yesterday, but things have changed. You knew him yesterday when he didn't know Christ, but now he knows Christ. So he must be out of crisis and leave the others in crisis, except they follow him. Somebody is here today. there's going to be a change of story for you. Amen. Number five, causes of delay is causes and evil covenants. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ himself brought us out of curses. And so we are not permitted to be in a curse any longer. Sometimes delay happens when a man or a woman is cursed. Parental curses sometimes. Sometimes people do evil. You stole something. And they say, who stole this thing in this hostel? Who stole this cornflakes? The person that stole this cornflakes must, you say, no, I will not. And you too, you even follow them to curse the person. This person, I will not do well. This person will not do well. Haven't you seen such before? I've seen it with my colloquial eyes like this. I saw somebody some time ago that stole money. A lady. And said, some people they sat down together and said one of them stole that money. Luckily, there was a CCTV in that place. So they played the CCTV, they saw that there was nobody that stole money there. An investigation showed that she was the one that stole the money herself. And before that time, she was almost crying blood. Lady, yellow lady. She was almost crying blood. They've stolen money. They've stolen money. They've stolen money. One of you has stolen money. Whereas no money was lost. The money was spent on jewelry and bleaching cream. Oh God. And she followed them to curse the person. I knew the jewelry. This person will not do it. Wickedness of men. Wickedness of men. Hey. In my place. I can see you already smiling. I will save it. I will save it another time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Causes also causes delay. You did something. Instead of you to say, I'm sorry. Somebody did something some time ago, 4 years ago. The person came to me this morning in the house to beg. After 4 years. 4 years. What were you waiting for? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 years. He said his mind did not allow him to rest. I said, for the past 4 years. I'm talking of this morning. 4 years. Traveled from Lagos to Ilorin to come and see me. 4 years. What were you waiting for 4 years? So you have been in unrest for 4 years. He said his spirit has not allowed him to rest for 4 years. That he has offended the servant of God. And me, I've already forgiven and forgotten the whole issue. Morning that the thing has already finished. Tay-tay. Praise the Lord. Let us finish this topic quickly. Number six. Causes of delay is unbelief. Unbelief can make one to lose his blessings. In Mark chapter 6 verse 6. Mark 6 verse 6 and Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Bible says, he marveled because of their unbelief. Jesus was aghast because of the unbelief of men. And he went round about the village teaching. He was surprised. Anywhere there is unbelief, God can't operate. Anywhere God sees that, that's why many are in different churches and things are not happening. A couple just left our church and traveled recently. And they were telling me the day where they were leaving. They are thanking God for this church. They are thanking God. In the former place they are from. This and this and this and that. I said, stop it. There's nothing wrong with the former church you are coming from. You just did not have the faith that God was there. You just did not believe. That was why things did not work. He said, here, when they pay tithe, things will double. But in fact, the first day they pay tithe, the first week, things. I said, the reason because you came here with a belief that God is here and God met you here. Not that God is not in that place. We don't speak against any church here. He said, no. He said, no. I know what I'm saying, sir. I said, I also know what I'm saying, ma. What am I saying? It is important for you to have belief in God and believe in the God of the place you are serving. Romans chapter 4. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving. This is talking about Abraham. He just believed God will give me children. Can you imagine somebody who was already very old and they are calling you father of nations and you still don't have children? He believed in God, and so the delay was terminated. Listen to me, friends. Any ministry or any church where you are worship, believe in God and believe in the servant of God that God has placed there. That's just it. If there is a disbelief, nothing can happen. Many people have come to meet me to speak against my father in the Lord. Is this? Is that? Is this? Is this? So most of I don't even allow them to talk. To finish. In fact, most of them, immediately I see that their hatred is vehement and continuous, I dissociate myself from them. Before me, I don't pick. Because I believe in him and I believe in God. He's working for me. You can't doubt what is working for you. You can't doubt what is working for you. So have faith in God. Have belief. Believe in God. Believe in his word. Believe that God can terminate the delay. I want to see people that will go to a place and then as they are preaching, they are talking to their friends beside them. What are they saying? We have heard this kind of thing before. It doesn't mean... And they are in the church. Not here anyway, but it happens in other places. Or somebody comes to the altar and says, look at that person, Allah Koraniyo. You know, it happens in places. It is because of unbelief. Any place where you don't believe, God can't work for you there. I pray for somebody here today that your faith will be aroused. Your faith will be increased. Your faith will be boosted. Your faith will be increased. Your faith will skyrocket. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? We have gotten to a level now in Nigeria and in the entire world where pastors have become like tissue paper to people. Somebody called me during the week and was telling me, "Ashen, you on YouTube? Me, when I'm sorry, I don't have the time. Go and see how they are mesmerizing Baba Deboye. Go and see how they are mesmerizing Bishop Oyedepo." I say, "I've not seen it and I'm not ready to see it." Maybe that's why Redeem is their program is tagged stronger than my enemies this month. Because the enemy is too much. Anything you don't believe in cannot work for you. Number 7, cause of delay is spiritual laxity and indiscipline. Spiritual laxity and anywhere there is spiritual laxity and indiscipline, there can be speed. In Matthew 13 verse 24, the Bible says, "Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of God is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field." Yes, go on. "But while men slept," someone say, "While men slept." While you wanted to do everything, pam, 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 after school, pam, pam, get married, do this. And the Bible says, while men, the sleep we are talking about here is not physical sleep, spiritual slumber. You will not sleep spiritually. Amen. I say you will not sleep spiritually. Amen. If a man of glory mistakenly sleeps spiritually, that's the beginning of delay. Somebody that doesn't have any big destiny can be sleeping, you know. In fact, you easily know people that don't have glory because they are permanently sleeping spiritually. And devil will not bother to wake them up or give them problem because they will not amount to anything. But when you, but a person like you, that you are going somewhere, why are you now surprised that devil is troubling you? I'm surprised that you are surprised that devil is giving you problem. I'm surprised you are surprised. Great children sometimes don't just come like that. People like Samuel, they don't just come like that. You know the story of Anna and Samuel. I'm surprised that you are surprised. Why is the devil giving me problem? Why is the devil delaying me? Why is the devil? Because what you are going to bring forth is greater than what any man can imagine. That's why the devil is so scared. And while men slept, his enemy came and sowed evil. He planted something good and basically slept. 12 days. Let me wait till the last 2 days. Let me wait. This life is not, the pastor is even praying for me. You know, my father is praying for me. And my mommy is praying for me. So why do I need to give? Let me wait. And that last 2 days, sir, I will break at 12 o'clock. Why men slept? His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went. This is the man's lovely field. And the man slept off. The enemy now. You cannot hear his footsteps. You can't hear his footsteps. He planted it. But whatever God has not planted in your life, that the wicked has planted there, they shall be uprooted today. They shall be uprooted today. They shall be uprooted today. Everything the devil has done is hereby undone today. What the wicked has done is undone today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly, as I begin to round up, how to eliminate delay? How to eliminate delay? Number one, seek for knowledge. Seek for knowledge. Find out the areas where you have delay and seek for knowledge. 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 Number two, how to eliminate delay. Be ready to fight. Colossians 2:15. Be ready to fight. There is a fight to fight. And be ready to fight. And having spoiled them, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them. That is, you must be ready to fight because God has already given you victory. Bible says we should fight the good fight of faith. We should fight that good fight of faith. Fighting is not bad, as it were, depending on who you are fighting. Somebody want to choke your eye, take knife like this, want to choke your eye, want to destroy you. You now be looking at that person. Yeah, I appreciate you. Hello, hello, hello. Hello for what? Number three, how to eliminate delay. Build your faith. Because you can't fight without faith. Build your faith. That's why the study of the word must be paramount to you. Build your faith. Listen to the word. Buy tapes. Buy tapes. Some people are afraid of the devil. Devil is afraid of some people. Why? Weight differential in faith. Some people say, devil. Some people, you know, hear the story of Wigglesworth? What? Was upstairs, he was hearing a rocking chair downstairs, the father of faith. And then he got downstairs and saw one man, devil himself, came and said, you this man, you have been troubling me. You know, that man is a very bloody man. Wigglesworth was the man that a woman had no breast in his service like this crusade. And she said, what's happening? You have no breast, come here. And prayed on, and breast grew out. You can imagine how wicked that man is in faith. He's a rugged man. Somebody, a woman, her chest is bare. How many of you would like to marry a woman like that? And then he said, what's happening? You don't have breast. Are you wearing a woman? Come out here. And stretch his hand. He didn't lay his hand on his chair, on her chest too. Only stretch his hand. In the name of Jesus. And everybody was there. It's not a story. It's not maybe the breast grew out like this. And then they took her to one place to go and give her something to package herself. So he was mesmerizing the devil, destroying the devil everywhere. Anybody sick here? Anybody with blind eyes here? Come here. Anybody with deaf ears here? Come out. He was destroying the devil everywhere. So the devil visited him and said, oh yeah, let me even see you. Let's drink some coke together. He was sleeping upstairs. Why are they making so much noise downstairs? As he said, saw them. Oh God. So it's even you, devil. I even thought it was someone that had power or something. And went back upstairs and switched off his light and slept. Devil packaged himself. The devil packaged himself and cleared back to hell. Because of weight differential. Weight differential. Weight differential. Weight differential is what makes the difference. So people heard gunshots. Far away, gunshots. They are already wee-weeing on their body. Some people are inside gunshots. As in they were shooting them like that. They are still moving. A movement. If you stop here. Is weight differential is what makes the difference. That's why you must invest in your faith. You can't be listening to Ayefele when your faith is fele. Hallelujah. You can't be listening to Ayefele when your faith is not. Is that what you should be listening to now? You know the new release, the one he just released recently. You say, I know it. I'll be singing it. Let's be singing along. Or you now downgrade yourself to obey Sere. Or to, what's that one that does his hand like this? There's one that does his hand like this. I saw his poster in one of the barbing salons. As if he's the number one. Guy, like the things that Olawa used to do. How to eliminate delay? Flee from sin. Run from sin. I need to run now. I'm close. Number five, hide yourself under prophetic cover. If you want to end delay, hide yourself under prophetic cover. That's part of my own personal secrets. Hiding myself under prophetic cover. And number what now? Okay, number six, pray aggressively. That was what Isaac did to his wife. Genesis 25:21. Let me stop here. Genesis 25:21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was in. Entreated means Isaac prayed and God heard. Is somebody here tonight? Did you see that? Isaac prayed and delay was broken. And the Bible says, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebecca, his wife, conceived.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.